Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Donnie, welcome. Great to have you with us. Obviously a big USFL fan.
Yeah, I am today. Just got to pick my team.
Let's see. So far, what, Christian Campbell, Tampa Bay Bandits. So that's the one Penn State guy that I know of.
I believe he's the only guy who's gotten picked.
Yeah.
He's the only one I know of. I mean, it might be just easier to root for Michigan. They took Shea Patterson, so that makes some sense.
Yeah, well, the USFL won't have big crowds, so we won't have to take a timeout before the first snap.
It'd be easier for him this time.
A lot easier for him as time goes. I have to ask you, you watched, it's the low-hanging fruit question of the week. You watched the Juwan Howard thing and what happened, how it played out, the eventual suspensions or fines for people. What did you think?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's much of a suspension, really. I mean, it's the rest of the season. It hurts him. It hurts Michigan. I mean, not that they don't have a really good replacement, a guy to step in there. But yeah, I mean, I've seen a lot of people, say, we got to get rid of the handshake line now. If you can't get your butt beaten and get in the handshake line and shake hands and go back to your locker room and seethe about it and then go get them next time, I don't know what. I don't know what sports is coming to. Juwan Howard's been through, I would think, much bigger slights than what Wisconsin gave. And I know they were wrong too.
Sure.
They handled the end of that game. Yeah. But you can't react that way if you're the leader of a program. They're just not something you see good leaders do. And I think at the end of the day, it's kind of a light suspension for a guy who really committed one of the cardinal rules of. Who broke a big rule of leadership? He didn't do what he would ask his players to do.
Right, exactly. What got me was that both coaches showed no regret or remorse in their postgame press conferences, and each had about 10 minutes to kind of cool off afterward. And neither one showed any regret.
Yeah, it's just a different world. I mean, we see it all the time in football. Like I've said, I remember once. I mean, you'll remember it when Michigan State threw the touchdown. We have D'Antonio had the touchdown pass thrown in the blowout against Penn State to the center.
Center, yeah, Allen.
One of the Allen brothers.
Yeah.
And I said, I forget who was sitting next to me in the press box. I said, well, James is going to remember that, or whoever was the coach at the time.
It was James.
And then the next year it was James. And then the next year was a gigantic blowout, and Penn State had McSorley in late in the game. It was obvious what was happening. But that's how you handle things. And in baseball, I've covered a lot of baseball. Played baseball growing up. They say these unwritten rules you don't break, but that's why you don't break them, because then they come back and bite you eventually. Not now. There's these things happen, and there's it's just the response is so immediate that you see stuff like this happen. I don't think it happens a lot. But when it does, it's kind of striking.
Well, in the end, they have revealed that it was 8-3 for the 12-team playoff. It was not 8-3 against. It was 8-3 for, and that it was the ACC, the Pac-12, and the Big Ten that ended up being the no votes on the 12-team playoff. What was your thought? Now, that was the great Friday news dump. You notice when it came out.
When all the good news comes out.
Everything comes out on Friday. So, what did you think when you heard that one?
It's amazing. I figured it was going to be that. When I first heard it, like, because it has to be unanimous. So, and we knew the ACC was not, they weren't into it. So you knew it wasn't going to happen. But to hear it was 8-3, and then to hear it was the three conferences that really stand to benefit most from the expanded playoff, it's shocking. And I wrote about it, and I did some research on it. And we've talked about this a couple times on the show, I think, where you have to have more teams. You have to have different teams. Alabama could win every year. You just have to have a different variety in that first round or second round. Get people interested. Get people hopeful.
Right.
And I think it went from I forget what the numbers were, but there were like 25 more programs that would have made a 12-team tournament.
Right.
And it's just it's unconscionable to me that the Big Ten would let a system go by where it's definitely going to get two teams in, maybe three some years.
Right.
And then let them go with a four team playoff where the SEC is going to get two of them most years. It doesn't make any sense to me. And I think the team that hurts most is Penn State. You could argue it's the program that gets hurt the most by not having an expanded playoff in the country, because no team that hasn't made the playoff has missed it more. They would have been in four times if there was a 12 team playoff.
That's right.
It's terrible for Penn State, which means it's also terrible for the Big Ten. To me.
Right. Yeah, and that's probably where a lot of this comes from for me, because I know four times they would have made it. Okay, and it doesn't matter to me who wins it. Because a lot of your great games, as we see in the NFL playoffs, are in the early rounds anyway. That end up being the signature moments.
Yeah. Look at the NFL playoffs this year. You could argue the Super Bowl was one of those four or five worst games played in the. Not that it was a bad game, but it was probably one of the three or four worst played games overall in the playoffs. I mean, they had some classic games in the early rounds. It got everybody invested in that sport for a month and a half. So I think college football badly needs that. That's the one thing that a 12 team tournament can, or any kind of expanded tournament could provide, that they're not getting. And to see that the SEC wanted it, it just doesn't make any sense why everybody wouldn't have gone for that. I'm sure there's a lot of green reasons why, but that doesn't make much sense to the fan.
Right. Now, let me run this by you. I talked about this earlier in the week. Because it would have been a multi-network deal. At the moment, that's on hold. I mean, it's a couple of years away. We know NBC is not doing the NHL anymore, so they've got another $100 million that's hanging around for them that they were investing in the NHL each year for 10 years. CBS is moving out of the SEC. The Big Ten's the next one up for the TV contract. Actually, by not having the expanded 12-team playoff now, possibly get them more money because they're the first contract up, and then later they can benefit from getting the college football playoff money. Is that a possibility?
Like I said, there's a lot of green reasons to do this. to wait, and that's the big one. This TV contract is huge, and I think this TV contract is a major moment for the Big Ten, because you're in a position now where NBC is going to be a player. They're going to, even with Notre Dame, NBC is going to be a player, and I think Notre Dame makes everything very interesting in this world of expanding conferences and things like that.
Right.
But I think the Big Ten becomes a very attractive commodity. The SEC's off the board. They've set the standard for what the price is going to be. And I don't think the Big Ten's far off that, if they're off that at all. And you have a desperate network who has a great history in sports with NBC that's just lost that's freed some money up. They don't have the Olympics right now.
Yep.
Yeah. So I think they have some money to spend. I think they're going to be a major player. CBS, and they have a bidding war, because CBS loses the major conference that everybody wants with the SEC. So yeah, I think that's a major part of it. Fans aren't going to get that. I don't think they care. But I think I think in the Big Ten offices, that's a major sticking point right there. Like, you know, is this a time we should be financially considering doing something that's going to hurt our chances to maybe get every dime we can get?
Just thought I'd float the theory, because I think financially there's a possibility they actually get more cash out of it, because everybody's desperate for live sports right now, and they're the next entity up, and instead of competing with the college football playoff bidding, they're right now the only show in town.
It's a great theory, and I think it makes a ton of sense. And you always want to, I know from baseball, you always want to be in a bidding war. You always want to get more networks involved, and it makes sense. It's capitalism. It's what we're built on. But you know, is it what the fans want? No. Is it what the Big Ten wants? Yeah. Yeah, all those teams. You know, every program wants more money. Go ask James if he wants more money.
They all do. You know what? But, you know, we're in the 50 years now, Title IX, right? And they don't take the money and put it in a Swiss bank and then all draw it out and have a good time and go to the shore with it. It goes to all the other sports along the way. Yeah, sure, it goes to football and men's basketball, but it goes to all the other sports. It puts everybody in a good spot if they can negotiate this thing right.
Yeah, this is why Penn State could have 30-some sports. I forget what the number is.
It's 31.
Yeah, that's why you could have 31 sports 2 years after a pandemic, not, you know, and this is what, I mean, the one thing that really gets anybody in you know, athletic departments angry is when one conference has a lot of programs with you know, 10 sports teams or 13 sports teams, and you're out there running.
Yeah, I know.
Too, and Penn State's being one of them. But yeah, that's the thing. You want to have a great fencing program. You want to have a great men's volleyball program. This is where that money comes from. Football makes it, and now money's at a premium. So you have to be able to get every dollar you can, and the easiest way to do that is through these TV contracts. And yeah, the Big Ten's easily the target that everybody wants to hit right now.
Yeah, 25% of the population in the country is in the Big Ten footprint. So one final note on this: it could be a lot different when they get to this. And this is the reason why. A lot of people don't realize, you get to 2026, Bob Bowlesby's going to be 70 years old. Jack Swarbrick in Notre Dame is going to be 67 years old along the line. Craig Thompson, the Mount West commissioner, that, you know, who's on this, you know, that's three of the four guys. I mean, Thompson's going to be, I think, 67 or 68 years old this time. You may have an entire new group, a group of four individuals trying to come up with something that's different from the one you just had, which, yeah. It's something that people got to think about.
Yeah, I mean, I think I read something somewhere that somebody said, I don't think this 12-team deal, as it's written right now, is going to be what they eventually pass. Right. It's not as if it'll just go 11-0 and for the 2026 season. It's going to be have to be altered. There's going to be other opinions. There's going to be other ways to look at this. I think this is probably the death of that plan the way it was. This proposal, it was beautiful in its simplicity because anybody could figure out who would have, should have, could have been in if they had this tournament. But yeah, it's going to look quite a bit different. It might be more than 12. It might be 8. It's going to be interesting over the next few years to see how they hammer this out. But I think you're right. I don't think these are the guys who are going to do that. These are the schools who are going to do it. Maybe. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But these guys are. I think this is their. This is their legacy to the playoffs.
Yeah, and Bill Hancock, who runs the CFP, he's the executive director of it. He's going to be 71 in 2026. So, I mean, these are all things. There are a lot of layers to this that a lot of people haven't thought about. Just thought I'd throw that in there. Donnie, always a pleasure. Appreciate it very much. We'll probably talk a little baseball here down the road if they ever do play.
Yeah, they might this year. I mean, it's always possible that they'll actually play some baseball soon.
Yeah, what the heck? Yeah, we'll get around to that a little bit later. Donnie, thanks so much.
All right, Steve, thanks.